This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. Defense Secretary Mark Esper is issuing a warning to Iran amid what he says are indications that Tehran or its proxies could be planning more strikes on American interest in the Middle East. We get more from AP correspondent Sagar Meghani at the Pentagon.
Esper says the U.S. will do what is needed to protect American personnel and partners.
If we get word of attacks or some type of indication, we will take preemptive action as well.
The Pentagon chief says the game has changed, citing a series of attacks by Iranian-backed militia groups. He'd earlier announced about 750 82nd Airborne Division troops will go to the Middle East, with more to come over the next several days. Beyond that,
we'll take it day by day.
Sagar Meghani at the Pentagon.
The White House says President Donald Trump has warned Turkey's President Erdogan that outsiders were complicating the situation in Libya. As Emer McCarthy reports, the presidential phone call came after Turkey's parliament on Thursday overwhelmingly approved a bill that allows troop deployment in Libya.
President Tayyip Erdogan said last week that Turkey would deploy troops in Libya to support the internationally recognized Government of National Accord. The GNA last month requested Turkish support as it fends off an offensive by General Khalifa Haftar's forces to the east of the country. His forces are backed by Russia, Egypt, the UAE, and Jordan. The bill, which was opposed by all major opposition parties in the parliament, passed by 315 to 184 votes. Opposition parties said such a move could exacerbate conflicts in Libya and endanger Turkish soldiers in the region and Turkey's national security.
That's Emer McCarthy of Reuters reporting. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.